Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. All but one of Georgia's 159 counties have certified their election results. Gwinnett County is the only one remaining. The deadline for counties to certify their results was 5 p.m. Tuesday, but a federal judge yesterday ordered Gwinnett County not to reject absentee ballots solely because the voter's year of birth was missing or incorrect. The judge ordered Gwinnett election officials to wait to certify the results until all of those ballots had been tallied. The deadline for the state to certify election results is next Tuesday. Meanwhile, preparations are already underway for a December 4th runoff election for two statewide offices. GPB's Stephen Fowler tells us what they are.
While the final deadline to certify the midterm elections isn't until Friday, counties are already preparing to mail out absentee ballots. Elderly, disabled, military, or overseas voters automatically get a new one, but others will have to reapply. One race yet to be decided is between Democrat John Barrow and Republican Brad Raffensperger for Secretary of State. The winner will oversee fixing Georgia's voter systems and securing the state's voter rolls. And incumbent Republican Chuck Eaton will try to hold off Democrat Lindy Miller in a runoff for the Public Service Commission District 3. The PSC regulates the state's public utilities, including the behind-schedule, over-budget nuclear reactor construction at Plant Vogtle near Augusta. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A state senator is speaking out against her arrest during a Count Every Vote protest at the state capitol in Atlanta yesterday. Police arrested 15 protesters, including Democrat Nikema Williams, and took them to the Fulton County Jail. The Georgia Department of Public Safety said in an emailed statement, demonstrators were charged with misdemeanors for disrupting a meeting of the state legislature. Williams condemned the arrest this morning on the Senate floor.
I didn't yell at anybody. I didn't say anything to obstruct anyone from doing their job or their business on the floor. What I did was I stood with my constituents.
The protesters were calling for uncounted ballots from last week's election to be tallied. Georgia's economy is relatively healthy. GPB's Ross Terrell has more on a report released today by Georgia State University's Economic Forecasting Center.
Job growth has been the main factor in improving Georgia's economic health. That's according to Rajiv Dhawan, the director of the center. But he expects that growth to slow down.
So this year, we'll better than last year. 90,000 jobs in Georgia versus 72 or so last year. But the issue is going forward. We're now in a maturing business cycle, which means the growth rates will moderate.
Dhawan says despite the 50,000 jobs the project promised, he believes Atlanta dodged a bullet in not being selected for Amazon's second headquarters. He says the talent the tech giant needed would have pulled from other companies and hurt established businesses. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.